We're here for a two-week exercise. With the reserves, we get 1 2-week exercise per year, and we're fortunate enough to be here in Cyprus to train our guys for 2 weeks.
And what kind of things do you do while you're here?
We're basically utilising the arduous terrain of the island, and we put the guys out for 8 days into the field, and we train for conventional operations elsewhere. But the acclimatisation that we get here is fantastic for our soldiers.
What kind of tasks do they have to carry out?
We've got a variety of tasks for them, ranging from advanced contact, which is where you clear a big piece of ground looking for enemy. They've also been conducting ambushes where an enemy will drive through the location in front of them. And we've also been doing deliberate attacks. So a whole range of different demanding, challenging tasks that the guys have got to do on the ground.
And you said some of them here are going to be going to Afghanistan. I mean, what kind of prep are they doing for that?
They get the opportunity to make themselves as robust as they possibly can and work together as an organisation, which will be really essential for when they start their pre-deployment training.
You've got this 2020 vision going on. Can you sort of explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, the Army's got three major tasks as we move forward. One is retaining our warfighting capability. The other one is defence engagement and overseas capacity building. And the third one that we have is homeland resilience. So things such as the flooding or the support to the Olympics, they're the three main roles of the Army as we move forward. But we will have a residual task left in Afghanistan, which is what our guys will go and support. It's known as Operation Toril, and they'll be working out of Kabul, supporting the Officer Academy and the real-life support in and around Kabul itself.
And obviously everyone here is a reservist. I mean, what's it like being a reservist?
It's fantastic at the moment. You know, we've been really invested in, and the opportunities that the future army gives us means that we can work alongside the regular army and have the ability to get out and take opportunities such as this. It's a fantastic place that we're going to. We now have the same equipment as the regular army, and we now form a key part of the integrated army. So it's all moving in the right direction.